There is a story that hasn't been shared yet. It has lived lodged in the center of my heart. And in the brightest of moments, it shines forth from me without even the telling of it. Today in the readings, the psalmist says, "Truth shall spring out of the earth. So shall our truth spring forth from us." Today, I offer this story up like incense, because Jesus has summoned us, just like he summoned the 12. And this is how he called me. This is the story of when Jesus ordained me. 8 years ago, I began the Spiritual Exercises Retreat, a 30-day retreat at Creighton University's Retreat Center in Griswold, Iowa. The retreat is silent, except for meeting once a day with a spiritual director, and it invites you to enter into imaginative prayer with the gospel stories of Jesus's life and death and resurrection. In the imaginative prayer, you place yourself in the story, sometimes witnessing what's happening, sometimes being part of the story, sometimes having a conversation with Jesus. I went into this retreat kind of angry and with a lot of fear. I was in the midst of seminary at the time, and things happening in the church, the patriarchal trappings of the structural church, and the exclusion of people from the church had thrown me out of alignment, as it does, and as it would, and as it still does. I brought questions to Jesus, and I kept asking one of those questions over and over again, countless times during the retreat. That question was, where should I go? I asked it with urgency and pain and confusion. I literally couldn't figure out where to go in the church, because being called to the priesthood in a structural church who doesn't think priesthood is for you will at times lead a person to ask, where do I go? So I asked and asked over and over again during the retreat in the midst of imaginative prayer. Over and over again, the insight and the wisdom that I learned and I heard from Jesus was that this call is my truth, that it's not wrong, that it's not for anyone to tell me that it's wrong. This call is unfolding as part of my life's journey. It is the truest part of me. What shocked me during the retreat was the clarity with which this insight came somewhere around the 25th day of the spiritual exercises. It was during a prayer period where I ended up having a conversation with Jesus, and I asked my question again, where do I go? And this is what Jesus said, "Let me ordain you with my love. Go to my people." It was in that moment that my heart realized in a new way that this call is not about permission from a structure, that it's not about a structure at all, this call is about what God is doing in my life and in our lives. This is about what God has ordained us to do. And I truly believe that God ordains each of us with her love to be our truest, untamed selves. This is priesthood. And so here I was on around the 25th day of the spiritual exercises, free. Maybe this is the kind of ordination that happened for the disciples that day when Jesus sent them out two by two. They didn't need approval from an organization. There was no organization to approve or ordain the disciples. They were accountable to one another and to their call. All they needed to know was in their inner self, in their inner wisdom, that this going forth was for them, that they were called into it by that wisdom. Dr. Christina Cleveland says, "Fear is no longer my liturgy." May we embody this over and over as our journey unfolds. Fear is no longer our liturgy. The gospel invites us to consider where God is calling us. Where are you being sent? What do you want or need to leave behind? What do you need to take with you? Who are your people, your confidants? The gospel shares with us today that our authority is not in doctrine or canon or religious rule. It is in love. A transformative love that we embody and that we have the ability and the responsibility to share. God invites us to trust ourselves, to trust our inner wisdom, our heart. Where is she calling you today? Remember, fear is no longer our liturgy. Truth shall spring out of the earth. Truth shall spring forth from us. Jesus says to us today and every day, let me ordain you with my love. Go to my people. Blessed be.